The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Colts at the Cardinals. And this is kind of interesting because the Colts are sort of the AFC version of the 49ers, team that struggled early, has come back.
They beat the Niners, by the way, stats, just so you know.
Yes, they did. That game and the friggin' Colt McCoy game the Niners lost are the two games that are haunting them right now. But Colts travel to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. The Cardinals are a one-point favorite. They've lost two straight. Meanwhile, the Colts have won 7 of 9. And I'm sorry, man. I think the Cardinals are kind of in a little bit of quicksand. They've won two straight games. They have gone from, you know, trying to lock up the number one seed to now being tied with the Rams and just trying to avoid being a wild card team.
So I don't like to call people frauds or losers or anything. I would never do that.
No, you never would do that.
I think, though, Stats, you were too quick to come back around on Cliff Kingsbury. You have said on the SB Nation NFL Show airwaves that, you know, you were wrong, that Cliff Kingsbury is a great head coach, and he might very well be, but he's kind of not. Every contender, except for the Packers, which pains me to say, every contender has a what the hell happened loss, right? Everyone does, you know.
The Packers have one to the Saints.
That was week one, you know, like it's still a little weird. And the Saints are still like, Saints are in the mix.
Saints are,
you know,
trash.
I mean, whatever. Anyway, I think the Packers have the most excusable losses, but the most inexcusable loss, regardless of how weird the season has been, belongs to the Arizona Cardinals. The perfect situation, if you lose the way they did on Monday Night Football to the Rams, is, okay, you know what? This sucks. Let's get back on track. Let's go beat the crap out of the Lions. And like, fine, maybe you don't beat the crap out of them. Let's go win. The fact that you lost to the Lions, I am all the way out. I'm all the way, all the way out. No, I mean, like, I cannot come back. There's no way. Nothing you can do that can bring or pull me back in, Cardinals. I'm sorry. You are the true frauds. I've been throwing that word around a lot this season. I mean, and remember, like, all these, like, Cardinals fans, like, why is nobody giving us national love? It's because you're going to go and lose to the Lions. That's why. that's why, like, we can't believe in you. We can't. I mean, because this is just, I don't know. I mean, these are bad, like, not even bad vibes, just bad. It's just bad all the way around. Missing DeAndre Hopkins. And remember, there was all the like, well, look at how they did without DeAndre and without Kyler Murray last time they were out. It's like, yeah, good job by them. They beat a crummy 49ers team without them. but sure. The part of me that loves football is a little upset that the Colts are winning the way that they are. I'm fascinated by it, and I would kind of like to see Jonathan Taylor win MVP at this point, just because it would pain me greatly to see Aaron Rodgers win it back-to-back. I don't know how you don't take the Colts here. I'm taking the Colts just to get out in front of this if you want to take the Cardinals. But, I mean, it could get worse for the Cardinals. They play the Cowboys next week, and then they play the Seahawks to wrap things up. And not that I believe in the Seahawks, but, I mean, the NFC West is weird. Like, could you not? They could totally slip to 10-7.
Yeah, when you lose your get-right game, when you're the Cardinals, that's a bad, bad sign. Like you said, division game against the Rams, whatever. Like, things happen. But to go lose, and they didn't just lose to the Lions.
Oh, dude, they got embarrassed.
Yeah, they got their doors blown off. That matters to me. And by the way, if the Cardinals couldn't stop Craig Reynolds last week, how the hell are they going to stop Jonathan Taylor from just running them into the ground? I think there's bad vibes in Arizona. You know, if they win, they can stop all of this. If the Cardinals win, they clinch a playoff spot. So they can, you know, throw the brakes on this whole, the Cardinals are, you know, spiraling out of control. It's happening to them again for the second straight year. They can stop all of that with a win. I don't know, man. The Colts have been the league's highest scoring team over the last 8 weeks. Think about that. And then think about who the hell Carson Wentz is throwing to. Like, who is it? The ghost of T.Y. Hilton and what, Mo Alley Cox? Like, that's an incredible feat by Frank Reich. I don't think he gets enough credit for that. Here's my question, though, RJ. Do you have faith in Carson Wentz? Because,
no.
Like, look at last week against the Patriots. He was 5 of 12 for 57 yards and a touchdown, and the most bogus touchdown pass ever in the world. It was one of those stupid little drop passes where they basically just drop the football and that counts somehow as a pass, and he got a touchdown on that. Like, that's what Carson Wentz is doing right now. You have faith in that guy?
I don't, but I think that the Colts can carry him more than the Cardinals can carry anything right now. I mean, I love Kyler Murray, friend of the SB Nation NFL show, Kyler Murray, by the way. I don't know how could you pick anybody coming off of a loss to the Lions? You can't. I mean, like, dude, like the Vikings got so much more grief for losing to the Lions than the Cardinals have this week.
It's true.
Kirk Cousins got so much more grief. And I know that we are the like Kirk show, you know, but like he, like, remember it was like, how could you possibly lose Kirk? Even though like his loss was way more understandable or way less, you know, like
it wasn't a blowout.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, it was just the Vikings defense that, like, you know, pooped on themselves at the very end. You know what I mean? Like, the Cardinals got blown out in every capacity. Like, nothing they did worked against Detroit. Again, Detroit. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I read the Athletics recap on that game. It was so sad how, like, fitting the joke was. It was the Cardinals flew back home to Arizona without their kneecaps, thanks to Dan Campbell. And it was like, man, like, this is so sad that, like, they allowed for that joke to be made. So they are the joke, the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not picking them this week. I'm not picking them next week. The soonest I might pick the Cardinals is in 2 weeks when they play the Seahawks. But even then, I mean, if that's going to be Russell Wilson's last game as a Seahawk, like, there's no way that dude goes out like in a whimper. And so this is a tough scene for the Cardinals right now. I don't think they're going to win the NFC West.
Wow. So you are, like you said, you are all the way out on them. Something in my bones is telling me you can't count on Carson Wentz, but I think the Colts are going to go into this and just be like, screw it. We're giving Jonathan Taylor 30 carries and whatever happens, happens.
I hope not, because I'm up against him in my fantasy playoffs.
No one cares. I'll take the Colts. I'll take the point, and I don't feel great about it, but that's where I'm going to go in that game.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.